Good morning, listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. My guest today is the Director of Marketing at Florida Tile, Sean Salona. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine. I appreciate you being with us. I wanted to talk to you because last week we ran the story that you were moving your headquarters from Lakeland, Florida, up closer to your plant in Kentucky. So I wanted to ask you a little bit about that. What brought that decision about?
Well, basically, in 2006, when Panaria Group purchased Florida Tile, they invested about $25 million into a new porcelain factory in Lawrenceburg, Kentucky. And ever since then, the separation between Florida and Kentucky has been difficult to maintain. So we really just wanted to get everything, you know, in the same area, all the departments under the same roof. And actually in Lakeland, we're separated in two different offices. We have one downtown and one in our Lakeland branch.
Okay. And you used to have a factory down in Lakeland. I mean, that's one of the reasons you were down there, right?
That's correct, yeah. Mm-hmm. Florida Tile was actually founded in 1954 by the Sykes family in Lakeland, Florida. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, the roots are here, but the old factory was torn down in 2003.
Okay.
So ever since 2003, they've been working really independently from the manufacturing facility. And, we've handled it well so far, but, you know, this is a strategic move that's going to really help our customer service and our business.
Okay. And this won't mean anything as far as your distribution to your customers and everything. I mean, there's no changes there at all, right?
No. Our national distribution center still remains in Lawrenceburg. Mm-hmm. It's right next to our factory there.
Okay. And how far is it from Lawrenceburg to Lexington? I mean, there's still going to be a little bit of distance between the executive and the staff and the manufacturing, right?
Right. It's only going to be about 20 minutes, though.
Okay.
But in terms of, the airport, major highway, stuff like that, it's Lexington is just the more sensible place to put it.
Okay. And what's your timing on this move?
The end of this year.
Everybody got a new phone number because I called you at an area code that was down in Florida, I believe.
Yep, that's right. We'll be in 502 now.
Okay. So. All right. And for you personally, I guess it's fairly good news because you're originally from Ohio, so you're getting closer to home, right?
That's true. Yep. Oh. I'll be a few hours away from home, so. It'll be nice. It's a beautiful countryside up there, Lexington. If you've been there in the spring or the summer, I mean, it's just gorgeous.
Yeah. Isn't that the home of the University of Kentucky?
That's correct.
All right. And not too far for some. Maybe you'll have to start doing some horse race betting or something.
Yeah, well, I don't think I need to bet. Not right now.
Okay. Well, speaking of, might do some riding. Speaking of betting, tell me about the economy and how it's affected your business lately.
Well, actually, we're doing pretty well. I mean, you know, everybody is down a little bit, but right now we have some new products that we're getting ready to launch. We showed them at Coverings. One of them is the Fontana series.
Mm-hmm. Was that the one that was on the floor that actually uses that inkjet technology?
No. Okay. It's another slate look.
Okay.
The Fontana is a glazed porcelain
that
we manufacture there in Lawrenceburg. The one that you're talking about is the Legend.
Legend, that's right.
Yeah, and that color body porcelain that uses the digital printing mm-hmm. technology that we call the HDP, high definition porcelain.
Yeah.
And that's actually coming out at the end of this month.
And with that technology, no two towels are alike, right?
Well, that's correct. You can go for about 180 feet mm-hmm. on a production line
okay.
without getting the same tile repeated. So when you split that up between boxes, I mean, it's a very slim chance that you'll have the same two pieces in an installation.
And that's the whole goal, is to be able to emulate the natural stone with a product that actually performs better than stone, which has its
that's
own
correct.
Problems.
Yeah. The Slate series is amazing. There's texture that's actually pressed into the tile, and then also there's a visual texture mm-hmm. that's brought to it as well. So not only do you have the high shade variation that you would get with a natural stone, but you also have a physical and a perceived texture. So it's a really a great product, and I think it's already showing lots of sales before it's even introduced. So
okay.
I think that's going to be great for us.
And the delay from showing it at Coverings and ramping it up now has just been getting everything set up with this printing process?
Or? Well, actually, the stuff that we showed in Coverings was just lab samples.
Okay.
So that's actually being produced in Italy right now.
Oh, so this product is being produced in Italy?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I see.
Yeah, we're after this production that they've done in Italy, we're going to transfer those machines to the United States.
I see. So, when do you expect that to be?
Probably about the same time as the move, sometime at the end of this year.
Okay.
We're introducing another through-body porcelain that's called Formations, actually probably tomorrow. And that was produced in Italy. The first production was done there, shipped to the United States, and they're actually just finishing up installing the machines in the Lawrenceburg facility. So we'll be able to produce through-body porcelain there, which is fantastic.
Is your long-range goal to make everything you sell in the United States in the United States? Is that
absolutely? Yeah, okay. I mean, we want to have 100% of our products manufactured here in the United States. And right now, we're probably around 75% to 80%.
I see.
Which is one thing that, you know, we like to promote is that Florida Tile is trying to create jobs in the U.S.
Right.
And support the manufacturing here in the United States, and we do as much as we can.
The beauty, I guess, of the arrangement with Panaria is that you have the ability to make Italian looks that are made in the USA, right?
Correct. Yeah, we have the research and development in Italy, but also here in the United States. The R&D here in the U.S., they do a fantastic job. And they work closely with the the glaze manufacturers and the new technology that's developed in Italy. They can do a great job here.
Okay. Well, Sean, I wanted to get you on the phone because we heard the news about your move and wanted to find out the details. Appreciate you spending time with us. We've been talking to Sean Solano. He's Director of Marketing at Florida Tile, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloDaily.net.